Thank you very much, and thanks to the colleagues for weighing in on this draft, this paragraph. So there are a couple of comments. I'd like to maybe focus on one substantive point before I come to the more kind of textual proposals. The substantive point to make is that there is no effort in any way here to prioritize any particular language. The basic point is in the English version, the use of a subsidiary tends to evoke certain connotations. And the reason for that is the initial dictionary meaning of the term has evolved. So I expressed that point, and I was grateful to Mr. Fife for suggesting some text based on the research that he found that would then address the more substantive point about how in French and Spanish and the other languages, it's not a matter of debate about subsidiarity of the subsidiary means. We had that discussion last week here where I think Mr. Huang and also Mr. Zaganov confirmed that the meaning of subsidiary means in Russian and Chinese is fairly straightforward. There's no question about it. So the effort here was to then reflect that. So in terms of the paragraph four proposals, I think it would work fine to have the reference that we have. But I'm open to the concern of colleagues who believe that there could be some confusion by having the last couple of sentences. On Schwarzenberg, I was just looking up to refresh my memory. In fact, the reference, Madam Ridings, is not just to the rule. He was talking about the sources. And the sources, of course, A to C, are what sometimes people refer to as the formal sources. So those are the primary sources also in some literature. So then the subsidiary are the secondary sources. So it kind of goes into that direction in terms of the classification. But since the concern that you have will be taken care of anyway, given the support for the deletion, including by other colleagues in the last two sentences, I can go along with that. What I would find difficult is this suggestion to rearrange. I couldn't follow it, to be honest. It's a little bit complicated to try to keep up with Mr. Foto. I couldn't follow the proposal, and my own preference would be to deal with the paragraph individually, so we don't confuse matters. It's difficult to keep track of everything from here. So because we're dealing with paragraph four, my own view would be that we could accommodate the colleague concerns and proposals to delete the last two sentences and with the footnote, which I understand Mr. Oyarzabal had raised in his comments to me, and he repeated here, and I'm grateful to him as well for that. Thank you very much.